gym owner in Cork is dedicating himself to helping people living with paralysis and limited movement to access his gym and training programs, so much so that he successfully fundraised for equipment worth €150,000, and he is seeing remarkable results with some of his clients. Our reporter Brian O'Connell has spent some time in the gym in recent days. Brian, is this a commercial outfit, first of all?
It's a commercial outfit, Sean. Good morning. It's called the Elite Fitness Centre, based on the marina down near Páirc Uí, for people who might know Cork City. The owner is Colin O'Shaughnessy. He's a world champion kickboxer. And while it is a commercial gym, it's used by elite athletes and also regular gym users. But he began a few years ago reaching out to persons who had serious medical issues or who were living, for example, with disability or with paralysis as a result of an accident. He wanted to find ways to accommodate people like that in his gym. And some of the results have been extraordinary. I met some of the remarkable gym users that he's been helping over the last few years. And he also talked to me, Sean, about the expensive pieces of equipment that he's bought. First, though, Colin O'Shaughnessy gave me a tour of his gym, and he also explained the basic philosophy behind it.
And we pretty much make anybody and everybody stronger. That's what we specialise in, whether you're a kid, whether you're an old person, whether you're an adult, athlete, person with a metabolic disease such as MS, spine injuries, it doesn't matter. We make you stronger, which gives you a better quality of life.
And the range, I mean, you've just mentioned some of the people who are coming in here. You have a huge range of clients.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look around there now, there's a rugby team here. There is a couple of injured people. There's a person who's 72. There's a person in a wheelchair. There's no limit. We don't accept limits or excuses. We make people stronger, which gives you better quality of life.
You've had to make certain adaptations.
There's a rowing machine out there that we're literally cut in half so a wheelchair can get into it. We'll adapt any machine we can to make it workable.
What are the kinds of successes you've seen?
There's so many different ones. We have a girl who came in, she was 9. All she wanted to do was dance. Doctor told her she couldn't dance anymore. She now dances 4 days a week. She's 15 now, but she's been dancing for the last 5 or 6 years. We got her stronger. We've got a wheelchair user who had to be dropped here. He had to be turned in asleep every hour, every night. Now he drives here. He goes on holidays. He's a job. He goes to college. He's totally independent. And these huge stories that make a big difference to people. If you can make yourself a cup of tea, that's something that we'd all take for granted. But if you're in a wheelchair and you haven't the strength to lift the kettle, well, we can now help you with that. Now you can become more independent. You know, these things are massive, you know.
Do you think the HSE should be funding you here?
I understand how they do, and we're private and they're public, so. But I think they should even make people aware of us. I would be happy with that, you know. Like, I think they should definitely say, look, there's a place where you can go to get better. Go down and check it out for yourself, you know.
Very interesting practical stuff there, Brian, listening to Colin O'Shaughnessy, just helping people to be able to just do basic stuff like lift the kettle and so forth. Now, mention about the cross-section of people using the gym, and you met one particularly inspiring young man.
I met 20-year-old Jack O'Driscoll. He's from Mayfield in Cork. I suppose many people may remember Jack's story. He had a terrible accident in the snow last March before the red alert was issued. This was during Storm Emma. Jack was jumping into snow, and the fall resulted in him being paralysed from the chest down. He spent the best part of a year getting treatment and has only recently returned to Cork. He's been coming to the gym in recent weeks, and as I spoke to him, Sean, he was using an adapted machine which allows him to target his upper body. He took me back firstly to that day, March 12 months ago, when his life changed.
We were just messing about, like, and one thing led to another, and the first time I jumped in, I just, whatever way I landed, I just landed wrong and down onto my neck, and I broke my C5 vertebra. I said to one of my friends that was with me, I said, like, I'm paralysed, like, and he said, don't be saying that at all, don't be jumping to conclusions, like, and he just rang the ambulance and things like that, like, but I knew myself straight away.
What's the last year been like, Jack?
Like, I came home around Christmas, and I was adamant that, like...
So that's 3 months ago, basically.
Yeah, and I was adamant that, like, from the get-go when I came home, that I wasn't just going to be sitting around or anything and things like this, and played anything with a ball, really. I've thrown my hand at everything.
And so, tell us about the workouts here. So this machine has been modified. You're getting an upper body workout here while we speak.
Yeah, well, I only use this as a warm-up, like, and then Colin has the hour session planned out for me before I come down. Like,
what does it mean to be able to come in and do a session?
I was talking to one of my friends about this. the other day when they were down to me, and I was saying, like, if you've had a bad day or anything, like, the gym was always something that I'd done myself. Like, I don't really have much of a way to kind of, you know, express my anger and things like that, or coming down here then in the evening, I just kind of leave everything here, like, and give it my best, and it kind of, after I finish, I feel a lot better. And
do you feel yourself getting stronger?
Unbelievable. I like, even things like my sitting up in the chair now myself, and my own control of my body, and my arms are getting stronger every week. Like, week by week, you see gradual improvements like that.
So that's Jack O'Driscoll there from Mayfield, Brian. And you met another young man who also experienced a life-changing incident.
A few days before I met Jack, I'd been in the gym and I met Nathan Kerwin. Nathan is 29 years of age. He's a wheelchair user, and that followed on from a spinal cord injury that he suffered. I suppose he tries to get to the gym as often as possible, actually up to 5 times a week. And he has worked a lot again on his upper body strength.
I fell out of a tree. And I broke my neck, my leg and my wrist, and the damage to my neck actually severed the spinal cord, so I lost the use of about 85% of my body. So,
what's the transition like then from there to here?
The whole thing is a shock. You go from being an independent, strong, fit young man to put kind of your whole life ahead of you, to returning home and not being able to do pretty much anything you used to be able to do. So from there, you just kind of have to outline what are your priorities.
What were your priorities?
Get as strong and as fit as I could, as quick as I could, so as I could regain as much independence to continue to live as active a life as I could. I work on one-on-one with Colin, so I do a lot of free weights. I use a lot of the able-bodied equipment, and then we also have some specialised equipment that we fundraised for through Helpful Steps. And one of those devices is called an exoskeleton, which gives me the ability to stand up and move in a walking motion, so as I can get the benefits of walking. I suppose originally I wouldn't have had the strength to push my own chair, so coming down here has given me that freedom and that independence to be able to actually get out and move around is a lot more than what I could have when I first came out of hospital.
So that's Nathan Kerwin, Brian. Now, we've heard of this biosuit. We've heard it mentioned a few times. Describe it for us, and why is it of such benefit?
Well, it's called a biosuit, or an exoskeleton suit. It was in the news in the last few weeks because a paralysed man used one to walk 17 miles of the LA Marathon. This gym was actually one of the first non-medical centres in the world to purchase one. It's essentially an outer suit of armour that you wrap around yourself, and it will allow you go through the motions of attempting to walk and being able to walk. And the gym had fundraised, as you heard. It's helped really the way some of those who were paralysed interact now with the gym and with the equipment. It's not cheap, Sean. About €150,000 just for one of them, and they have a limited enough lifespan of about 5 years. But all of those I met who use it in the gym said it's been a huge game changer for them in terms of their core strength and their circulation and their conditioning. This is Colin O'Shaughnessy again telling me about the device.
This is our bionic exoskeleton. It allows people with spinal injuries to walk, because the machine, as you see, will wrap around you almost like a cocoon. It doesn't do all the work, so we help people get stronger. We can limit the amount of help it gives you. So someone like Nathan, who's an advanced walker now, as Nathan moves his hips himself, so he used to work hard and move his hips, the machine will follow and then move the leg for him that he can't do.
But how much is this?
This is €150,000 it cost us. We spent a year raising the money for it, and we bought it. It's 3 years old now, and we're going to start a campaign this year to buy its successor. Because we need to get another one in about a year and a half, because we got a 5-year kind of warranty with it, which fixes everything. And then in a year and a half time, we need to get another one. We were the first place, not even first in the whole world, to have one of these that wasn't a hospital. A lot of people who have spinal injuries or strokes or whatever, we have a lot of MS patients who use it as well. The last place they want to be is in a hospital. We bring it into what we call a normal environment. And as you just see here today, There's so many different people here and everyone works hard. But she has a neck issue over there, a couple of athletes with wheelchair. Like, it doesn't matter what your issue is, you come in here to work hard and everyone has that camaraderie. Everyone knows by nodding at someone else that they're working as hard as they can. And you'll often see, like, you have a Munster player maybe tapping a kid in a wheelchair in a way, kind of going, yeah, that was a tough session, wasn't it? And the kid's going, yeah, tough for me too. So it doesn't matter who you are, there's a respect. A lot of the wheelchair guys will tell you, this is one of the few places in the whole week where they feel normal. Because they come in here and they just work, and they work like everybody else. And no one gets that special attention. Like, your injury or disability is parked at the door. We take into account, and now we're here to work hard. And it makes a big difference, you know.
Remarkable stuff there. Talk about integration, Brian. Mm. And no government funding available for what's done there.
No, as we said, it's a commercial outfit. He also, by the way, has a room in the gym for elderly gym users, and he hopes soon to be able to partner with several nursing homes so that people could literally be bussed in, spend an hour or two inside in the gym and start using special equipment that he has bought. That biosuit costs, as I said, about €150,000. They're going to need another one probably next year, so the fundraising has started already for that. ElitefitnessCork.com, that's the website, and all the details are there.
Brian, as ever, thank you so much indeed for that report. We'll have music and chat after the break.